Well, hello. It is Monday, August 16th, and that means two things. We got hit by a bit of a spam bot problem, which might be why you saw the email come out later than planned last week. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Technology and their XFIT round and linear high bays. These feature power select, color select tech, so you can switch the output, switch the color right on site. Again, just a button press away. All these keep your SKUs down and keep you moving. That's light made easy, keystonetech.com. Senate has approved infrastructure spending. This is a trillion or more in incentive getting kicked back before the House for final approval. Moburn is closing their Maryland plant. It'll now act as a warehouse. All the work will move to Dallas. The DOE is proposing changes to GSL exceptions, mostly for incandescent rough service lamps. McNaughton McKay has bought Caniff. They're a supplier. They've bought a distributor. NEMA is setting germicidal codes for energy efficiency in commercial spaces. You can download those now. Acuity has gotten their UL certification for a far UVC module. That's the first to come out of this program. Angie Koch is featured on Get a Grip on Lighting. Watch those details. Olympia UVC Troffer has won the ECNM magazine's Product of the Year. Entry Focus's sales are down quite a bit. Gross profits down 70%. Stock is falling to match. Signify has post profits, 1.6 billion euro in sales in Q2. Wesco has issued their Q2 report. Net sales are up. Graybar set a record last quarter with 22% sales increases. Zebek has record sales. Zebek makes tungsten filaments, by the way. Net loss per share, though. Coldbrook has joined Armark. They're in Nova Scotia. In event news, Lightfair has lost 31 exhibitors, gaining 11, but I guess people are getting a little cagey. In October 3rd through 7th, the UN will be presenting a hybrid event on light pollution, satellite constellations, and radio interference. That's Dark and Quiet Skies. Oro has partnered with Mountain West. That's our rep agency update. In recommended reading, all these are on nailed.org. Cree's Eric Mills interviewed on outdoor lighting. Manish Bhandari on growth at GE Current, a Daintree company. And a how-to turn on the blue light filter on Windows 10. It's just better for eye strain. In legal briefs, Seoul Semiconductor has settled with Kmart. This is the first resolution in that LED filament case so far. In market projections, Quantum Dots will expand by 24%. Plasma lighting will reach not quite $500,000 in 6 years. Industrial LED market will grow by 16%. Occupancy sensors will reach $2 billion in value in the next 5 years. And currently, right now, today, LEDs are 80% of the market, 95% in the next few years. In IoT, the Matter standard has been delayed. That's for smart homes. And WattStopper has been certified by the IOXT. Horticultural news, we see that Nanjing Forestry University has tested artificial lighting on ginkgo biloba and finding that it likes blurple. Not at the same time, you gotta alternate it. In dark sky news, SpaceX is planning orbital advertising, which I am pretty sure is a treaty violation. Waterton Lakes National Park and Glacier National Park are a joint dark sky park that actually crosses the Canada-US border. I think that's a first. Travis County will be going lights out for the birds. The McDonald Observatory in Texas will be hosting a dark sky town hall. Light pollution is preventing dung beetles from doing any navigating. And Beaches Energy has donated $7,500 for sea turtle awareness. In local news, Portsmouth, Virginia is adding more light to high crime areas. Davenport, Iowa, their streetlights have also joined the purple streetlight clubs, along with highway lights around I-43 and I-95 in Wisconsin. How have those not been recalled yet? Come on. Kansas City will be adding EV chargers to lampposts, and Toledo, Ohio will be replacing their streetlights. In People News, Hubertus Vollmert will be taking over for Michael Hubert at Trilux. Peter C. Browning has retired from Acuity. Mark J. Shackleben will succeed his position, and Kree is expanding their leadership position by 2. A quick one this week. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Skywalker. This has been brought to you by Nailed. Get associated, get educated. We're adding more material all the time. Come to our convention this November. Have a good week. Enjoy the music.